Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the three wise Einsteins of Christmas. I've got a little task to do, a little bit of walking to do, a little bit of podcasting to do, so I thought I'd muck around and sort of do a mashup of the three wise men and Einstein. So I'm going to have a baby Lord. I'll have, look, instead of baby Lord Jesus, I'm going to have the human race called Huey. Hume. Humey. Okay, so news has spread around the world that Humey had come about, and it had been prophesied that Humey would come along, and the three wise Einsteins ventured far and wide to visit the birth of Humey and give Humey three gifts of Einstein. Now, the first gift of Einstein, the first Einstein came forward and says, "I give unto you my first gift, which is actually the zeroth gift. 0, 1, 2, 3. Oh, so 0, 1, 2 counted 1, 2, 3, but zeroth. I think we have the zeroth law of thermodynamics, the zeroth law, and that is the gift of time travel. Yes, you can travel into the past and travel from the past back into the present." And Humey said, "Oh, this is a bit too confusing for me. I'm not going to tell anybody about it. I'm just going to not teach children about this whatsoever." However, the first Einstein gave the zeroth gift of Einstein, and this is the ability to move about in space-time, and where if you move about space, you also move about in time. So as they stood back from a little Lord Humey, they stepped back 3 nanoseconds in time, and then the first Einstein finally left and went a long way away, and he went a long way away and travelled into the past, and Humey was truly amazed. Although Humey didn't tell any of the children this, or anybody this whatsoever, he kept it all to himself as a basic secret to help you understand the basics of science. However, he didn't tell anybody about this. However, the first Einstein then travelled forward in time from the past a whole second, because he got on his magic Einstein sleigh and travelled up to the moon, and there he travelled a whole second of the past. Then he came back, and Humey said, "This is interesting. This means that distance and time are related, and that every person from now on, every Humey, all the Humeys here or propagate from now on, will each have a consciousness and each have a present and a past, and they can see way, way back. And with this present, I can look way back into the mists of time when the light goes dark, the black heat of the Big Bang, and there over the sky was the beautiful cosmic microwave background." A bit hard to see, so he got a little, first Einstein got a little box and tweaked it, changed the frequencies, and so black looked white, and then it looked blue in one direction and red in the other, and then he fiddled the balance knob, and there it happened. It looked just pretty much white, and then he changed it again until he could see beautiful Christmas blue and reds. Humus. Oh, that sound right. So that was the first gift. And time travel, pretty good. I can see into my past by actually seeing at a distance. That's pretty good. But you know what? I'm not going to tell any of the children this at school whatsoever. And I'm also going to pretend I'm smart by not knowing it. So that was sort of a gift and a curse. Now, the second Einstein said, "I give you the gift of the Lorentz transform." And that is, it's a real fun gift. It means that as people run towards you at speed and away from you at speed, they will squish, and children they'll actually rotate a bit. But don't do that. That's a little bit of science. That's a bit too much. We'll just say they squish. Actually squish and rotate as they come past you. They'll shrink, squish up a bit. And also they'll sound really stupid. They'll go, hi. Instead of hi, they go, hi. And instead of saying, ho, 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 happy humus, they'll go, ho, 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 happy humus, because their clocks will be slowed down. And the trick's on both things, because you can actually run fast and make everybody else go slow. It's one of these sort of party tricks that come across. And that's the first Einstein. I give you the gift of, I'll call it special relativity. It's a relativity which really isn't quite worked out yet. It's a bit of a head scratcher. It is a bit of a head scratcher. It's got a few paradoxes in it because it's not complete, but it's quite fun. So it explains basic things, that something speeding, little clocks which are fired at us from space, evidently fall to Earth going slow and explode, sort of look like hand grenades have a split second explosion, but the hand grenades formed on the upper atmosphere come down to us and explode because their clock is slowed down. Pretty amazing stuff. And with these first two gifts, we nearly have the gift of GPS, where it sounds around you with a galaxy of clocks, which are all measuring time, and as they measure time, they measure distance, and they measure where you are. Beautiful combination. And the second Einstein who gave the first gift of special relativity, the zeroth gift, is just bolt standard logic. I'm sorry, there's no name for it. It's an obvious consequence. Zeroth gift, first gift. The second Einstein gave, the third Einstein gave the second gift of general relativity. And he says, with this, I will resolve all the paradoxes of the first gift and show unto you that clocks run slower with gravity, and that gravity itself warps space. And I will, with this, you will see it ever so slightly, but I do make a prediction that beautiful, charming bells will celebrate humanity and rush through the earth from the realms of space. Huge cymbal clashes of neutron stars smashing into each other in a final death spiral, lasting a fraction of a second, going whoop, whoop. And this gift is going to require all the scientists on Earth to work very hard for years and years and years. And they're going to build for you, little Yumi, three microphones. And by 2017, they'll hear the first chime from the universe. And then they'll hear a chime of two neutron stars, and with the three eyes, be able to work out where it's from. Turn their telescopes to the skies and see nothing, and then gold. Huge amounts of gold burst through a beautiful exploding star, and these will be called gravitational waves, associated with my third from the third Einstein, the second level, general relativity, gravitational waves. And with that, humanity got treated to these three gifts, but the evil Grinch came over and began to mis-explain everything, really focusing on the first gift, ignoring the zeroth gift, and saying the second gift was too hard. And the little children of Earth laboured in ignorance as this happened. They laboured in ignorance, but their entire universe was constrained or beautified by the understanding that the three Einsteins gave on this very, very special day. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.